Chapter 11, How to Discover Your Best Prospects. I have found that there are three ways to discover who your best prospects are. These methods use the perspective of your current customer base or the customers you served at your most recent position as an employee. First, the easiest, least expensive, and most accurate way to know what to sell and who to sell it to is to look at your current customer base. Who are they, and why did they come to you initially? What was the primary problem they had? If you have more than one product or service offering, then look at your top sellers and who bought them. Find out where those buyers hang out, so to speak, and then go there to find more of them. Where do they go? What do they read? What do they listen to? And what do they watch? Yes, this requires tracking, something that most businesses don't do well, if at all. If you don't accurately track where your customers are coming from, you will continue to waste money on advertising that doesn't work. More important, you will not know what is working, so you can do more of it. Another way to select the right target market is to determine who your competitors are selling to. This is easier to do in some industries than in others. If you sell to individuals, you can use Facebook to help find your target audience. If you sell to individuals and you are not using the power of Facebook to fine-tune your marketing, you are leaving money on the table. Your competitors who are using Facebook will get the customers that could have been yours. At the time of this reporting, the research tools that Facebook offers are free with an ad account. Another research tool is Google Ads, formerly AdWords. Using a Google Ads account is more complex than using Facebook, but can give you additional insight into your target market and their needs. The simplest way to use Google Ads is to search for what you sell as if you are a potential buyer and see who is already running ads. It's easy to tell if an advertiser is clued in or clueless about how to run an effective Google Ads campaign. In most cases, if the ad leads to the homepage of the main website of a business, they are clueless. If the ad leads to a targeted landing page, they are probably at least somewhat skilled in using Google Ads. If you click on different ads for the same keyword set, and most lead to targeted landing pages, that keyword set ad combination is probably profitable for those advertisers, and could be for you, too. If you sell products, another way to do research is to search Google for your product type and see if any Amazon organic listings or Amazon Google ads show up. Investigate those sellers at least superficially to see what they're up to. You can also become an Amazon seller and use Amazon's tools. In-depth discussions of how to use Facebook, Google Ads, and Amazon are beyond the scope of this material. In the last few years, cottage industries have emerged that teach people how to use these platforms. If you want to know more, do a Google search and you'll find lots of free and paid how-to info. A free tool you can use for keyword research is the Uber Suggest browser extension for Chrome. If all else fails, you can always take an educated guess about who needs, wants, and can afford your product or service. The beauty of doing market research and testing is that once you find a profitable niche, you can just rinse and repeat. Whatever you do, please do not spend a lot of money developing a product or service until you know that people want it and are willing to pay a premium price for it.